Hi, this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams, as well as a special guest, Ken Papa, CEO of True North Security. Hi, Ken. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Thank you for the invite.
You know, I wanted to chat a little bit today about the problem of cybersecurity educational awareness. Obviously, we have a major problem in this country with cybersecurity, but it seems like there is still a lack of awareness on the topic in terms of user education. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yes, this is a very good topic, certainly in today's age of the power of the internet and the applications, and Web 2.0 applications, and social media. A lot of users are using social media for personal use, and businesses are trying to leverage social media to get their message out. Unfortunately, the hackers also know that individuals and users are using, social media and are, trying to use trickery and foolery to get, your typical user to either, click on or download something that they think is, very innocent, but in fact, in disguise, it could contain some type of malware, spyware, Trojans, infect their laptops or, spread throughout their networks if they're not well protected. And True North Security, we've come to the market to help and augment companies and their IT staffs that, don't have or can't afford security experts on their staff. But very large companies, I see, they can get away with it, because, they can go out and hire those security experts to be part of their staff. But you know as well as I do, the majority of the companies out there today are the medium-sized, small-sized type businesses. And in today's market, my feeling is everybody needs, to have a secure network.
Right. I mean, when you go into these organizations, large, medium, or small, what do you think the level of education is with regards to phishing and other vulnerabilities that are on social networks?
Well, what I found going into, the majority of these businesses is, in fact, that they may have a security policy that's documented. And when they hire a new individual to join the company, for example, and, us on the call, we've all joined companies from time to time, and we got that big packet of stuff we're supposed to read and sign different documents. I mean, it's like when you do a home transaction where you're signing all these documents, and most of them we really don't understand what we're signing, but we feel, these are things we have to sign. And this holds true for security policies and what you can and can't do with the computing system that the company is providing you. So simply giving somebody a security policy document doesn't necessarily mean they understand what is in the document and what they can and can't do. For example, I can guarantee more than 90% of users today in a business environment will use their computer not only for business use, but also social use and personal use. Why? Because we're blurring what we do on a day-to-day basis. Our work hours expand beyond 5 p.m., and sometimes we just have to jump on that business laptop and, book our family vacation or look up something at a store that we want to buy. And unfortunately, this casual surfing on the internet, the majority of websites out there today are already infected. So you really don't know what is a trusted site anymore. And this is why we believe at True North Security that you need to do more with your employees than simply putting a piece of paper in front of them and having them sign it. You need to verbally communicate and educate them on the threat landscape that exists today on their desktop.
So Ken, I truly enjoy having a guest that can explain what the problem is and also, as in your case, has a solution. So you've described the problem, and it's a problem that we're really, really familiar with. Can you tell us how your company approaches solving the problem?
Absolutely, Randy, and thank you for that. One of the things that we help companies with is, are the security policies that are documented for that company, do they cover all the various types of threats that not only exist today that you're seeing, but some of the possible threats that we predict users are going to be faced with tomorrow? So we give them that, you know, look into the crystal ball. And the way we do that is, you know, a number of us on True North Security, you know, we work with a number of government agencies such as the FBI, Department of Homeland Security. You know, we know what's going on in other countries and even some technologies that people buy and, you know, deploy on their, you know, their desk that they think is very innocent, but only to find out that that electronic picture frame that you just bought from your local Walmart store was accidentally shipped from the manufacturer, and it contains viruses or Trojans in it. The majority of people, Randy, would not know this. So we help the IT really shore up, you know, what the security policies should include. On the back end, we go into the company and we provide, either through a webinar or on-site training, you know, cyber threats and, you know, the threat landscape, so that the employees are more aware and they get a verbal communication of what the security policy is saying and what is it really telling them they can and should not be doing on that business system.
So Ken, I greatly appreciate your being on this podcast today, and I just have one more question, and that is, if users have more questions about how to contact you for solutions, where should they reach you?
Great question, Randy, and thank you very much. They can go to our website at www.truenorthsecurity.com, or they can call into our office, which is posted on our website, or they could simply send me an email, and I'd be happy to respond to them, and it's kenpappas@truenorthsecurity.com.
So why don't you spell that out for us, because sometimes spoken word is misinterpreted.
And I'm from Boston. I probably have a very strong Boston accent. So it's www.truenorthsecurity.com.
You know you're from Boston, so an R doesn't sound the same to everyone in the world. Thank you so much for being a guest today and sharing your insight.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you for the invite.
Well, thanks so much to both of our guests for being on today's show. If you'd like to be a guest on the Malware Report, feel free to email Randy at askeset@eset.com or email him there with any additional questions. You can also follow the ESET research team on Twitter @ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.